Dear friends, we find ourselves in the midst of difficult and trying times. I think we still are grappling with the ability to wrap our heads around the enormity of the tragedy that has befallen our people on Shmini Atzeres, to try to understand just the sheer scope of loss of life, the injuries, the barbaric nature in which our enemies have treated our men and women and children. And of course, when you think about those who are being held captive in Gaza, it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming. It's difficult. Some things, as much as you would think over the last 2,000 years that we've become adept at dealing with tragedy and catastrophe, things happen which seem to defy comprehension and which we just can't make sense of. We cannot even get it straight in our head. And then we see the images of our soldiers, our precious young men and women mobilizing to go out to battle on multiple fronts for Klal Yisrael. And on one hand, there's such chizuk because so many of the videos and the images are smiling, confident, optimistic soldiers ready to carry out and execute the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the will of Am Yisrael. But yet we're filled with fear. Behind every one of those soldiers is a family, potentially a wife and children, a mother and father, siblings, friends, who are going to spend sleepless nights wondering about the whereabouts and the welfare of their beloved Chayav, their beloved soldier. And for us, the Jews in the diaspora, we often feel so helpless. We're 6,000 miles away. What could we do? What could we do? And we know the power of tefillah, the power of prayer. We know the power of tshuva, the power of utilizing these dramatic and traumatic events to effect a personalistic turnaround. We know the power of tzedakah, the ability to give of ourselves materially, to be able to help the whole multitude of events unfolding in Klal Yisrael. But I want to share with you something else that's also important. A response that is incredibly important during times of difficulty for Am Yisrael. And that is the power of a Kabbalah. Of taking something upon yourself. Of pushing yourself to do something additional. To rectify something, to address something. You know, so many of us walk around life, and I know that there are things that are broken inside of me. I'm fully aware of what I have to fix. I just haven't gotten around to doing it. Or perhaps you know, there are things I need to take on upon myself in order to better myself, to better my life. But again, life gets in the way. A Kabbalah means I accept upon myself a particular behavior. I accept upon myself to do something. I accept upon myself to stop doing something. But I accept a heightened level of personalistic responsibility, of behavioral responsibility upon myself. Because if my brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael are pushing themselves for the safety, security, and continuity of the Jewish homeland and of the Jewish people, then I have to do something as well. To make a Kabbalah, to accept something upon myself, to live differently, to act differently, to behave differently. But you may ask yourself, okay, I'll make a Kabbalah. But come on, does one Kabbalah really do that much for Klal Yisrael? I'll take something upon myself to do something, to stop doing something that's really make a difference. And I saw a beautiful mashal, I saw a beautiful parable. If you could imagine, a person has a chandelier in their home. And if you look up on the ceiling, the chandelier is attached to the ceiling and it's attached by a bolt. One bolt holds the chandelier into the ceiling. Well, imagine for a moment, someone comes over to the chandelier and goes and undoes the bolt. And you say, stop, don't do that. The person says, what's the big deal? It's only one bolt. One bolt, what is one bolt going to do? And meanwhile, you know that it's that one little bolt that holds up the entire chandelier. And the nimshal, the message is so profound and so palpable. That sometimes it's that one little bolt, that one little Kabbalah, that one little thing that I take upon myself, that one little thing you take upon yourself. That's the thing which holds up the chandelier. That's the thing which creates such beautiful holy luminescence for all of Klal Yisrael. When you look at it by itself, it's one bolt. But if you look at what it holds up the vehicle. It creates so much luminescent holiness for Klal Yisrael. One little bolt, one little Kabbalah can make all of the difference. And Chevra, imagine for a moment, if all of us make our Kabbalah, it seems like now as we speak, the ground incursion into Gaza is occurring, shortly is going to occur. This battle of Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael is now going to enter into a new phase. And if our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, if our precious soldiers are being moser nefesh and pushing themselves to a new level, then we, the Jews of the diaspora, have to do the same. I want each of us to think about our Kabbalah. What are you going to take upon yourself for the benefit of Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael? It could be something big, it could be something small, it could be something you need to start doing, or it could be something you're going to stop doing. Whatever it is, you want to share it with your family and friends to give them chizuk to do the same, beautiful. It's something more personal and private you don't want to share with anyone, beautiful as well. But chevra, we have to do something. A Kabbalah is the way that we bring light into this current situation of such intense darkness. A Kabbalah is our bolt that holds up the chandelier of light for Klal Yisrael. Our brothers and sisters are pushing themselves. Chevra, let's roll up our sleeves and push ourselves together as well. And may the light of our combined Kabbalos, may the light of our new levels of personalistic behavior usher forth from inside each of us, combine together, and create beautiful R, beautiful light for all Klal Yisrael. May we zoche meretz Hashem to see la'ihudim haisa ora. Let Klal Yisrael have light. But that light doesn't just come by itself. That light has to be created and reflected by us. May we be zoche meretz Hashem to live up to our potential. May we zoche meretz Hashem to push ourselves a little bit more. May we zoche meretz Hashem to make our Kabbalos, and may we be zoche meretz Hashem to bring light to our nation.